You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. It is officially hurricane season. We're watching a system in the Gulf, which has an increasing chance of becoming the season's first named storm. Our area is also under a flood advisory from the National Weather Service. Mark Jenkins of the AAA Auto Club tells us drivers need to take precautions in these conditions.
It's very important that drivers heed official warnings, obey any road closures, and just try to avoid driving on wet and flooded roads if they're able to. If you have to hit the roads out there in the coming days, AAA just advises motorists to drive slower than usual. Leave ample space between the vehicles while you're driving. Don't drive through standing water. That's very dangerous. Of course, turn on your headlights while you're driving through the rain just so other motorists can see you much easier.
You mentioned not driving into standing water. That can often be a lot deeper than what it appears.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no way to tell just how deep the standing water is on flooded roads. So driving through it, that can cause, you know, your vehicle to stall out, and that can result in severe damage to the vehicle, from flooding the engine to warping some of the brake rotors, even the loss of power steering or shorten the electrical components, and that can just add to thousands of dollars in damage to your vehicle. It could even total the vehicle, and sometimes insurance doesn't often cover those types of damages.
There are some precautions we can take for the rainy season as it's here. I mean, rain tends to be such a common thing that sometimes we don't prepare for it like we should.
Certainly. I mean, in terms of preparing your vehicle, you definitely want to make sure that your tires are properly inflated and have enough tread depth on them. Of course, the better traction you have on the tires, the better the maneuverability is on the road. So worn tires with little tread, that's much more likely to hydroplane on the wet pavement. So a good way to check the tread depth on your car's tires is by inserting a quarter upside down into the tire groove. That way you can see above Washington's head at any point. That's a good way to tell if it's time for new tires. So you just want to make sure that those tires are ready for the wet roads.
And you also advise avoiding the use of cruise control during rain?
It can actually increase the risk of losing control of the vehicle. One way to prevent loss of traction is that you may need to reduce the car's speed by lifting off the accelerator. That's the best way to avoid losing traction. And you can't really do that when the car is in cruise control. Oftentimes, to be able to get out of cruise control, you'd have to tap the brake. And that could just increase your risk of hydroplaning or just losing control of the vehicle altogether.
Now, we do tend to get used to driving in wet conditions, but according to your statistics, wet pavement can actually be fatal to a lot of people.
It certainly can, because nearly 1.2 million traffic crashes occur every year on the wet pavement. More than 500,000 people are injured every year on wet pavement, and 5,700 people are killed. So it's just a statistic to keep in mind. You want to be careful. If you can avoid being out on the wet roads, you certainly want to do that. Be where you need to be. If you're not in a major hurry to go somewhere, then just put it off until the rain subsides.
So if you're waiting for the rain to subside, or even if you're not, stay tuned to 88.9 FM. We'll keep you up to date on weather conditions, and we'll let you know about tropical storm formation. And that's not just today, that's throughout our hurricane season. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.